One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here with us. Got a great program, part four of the words that have been hidden in the Bible from most of the readers of the Bible, because basically the English translations are so weak, so much of the value of the original language handed down has been weakened, just like a DNA test. Did you know that British scientists have done DNA testing on hair reportedly found from that of what they call a Yeti, or what we would call in America a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot. Now, they have not been able to match this hair to any known animal. The findings raise the possibility that the hair sample belongs to as yet undiscovered species. In Bhutan, an expedition led by a Yeti hunter to search for the creature in a forest in the eastern part of the country, where the hunters was convinced that a Yeti was at large. They told that he had found evidence of the Yeti in the hollow of a tree. And Rob McCall, a zoologist, who was also on the expedition, removed strands of hair from the tree and took them to the UK for DNA analysis. We found DNA in it, but we don't know what it is, said Dr. Brian Sykes of the Oxford Institute of Molecular Medicine, one of the world's leading experts on DNA analysis. We know for sure it's not human, it's not a bear, or it's nothing else that we have been so far to able to identify. It's a mystery. I never thought that this would end in a mystery. We have never, listen to this now, we have never encountered DNA that we couldn't recognize before. They had never, listen to this now, they had never encountered DNA that they couldn't recognize. Now, this was back in the 70s. Now, with modern science on the prowl and more people, see, these creatures called Yeti or Sasquatch or what we would call in America the Bigfoot, there's been ample evidence, pictures, and things of this nature taken all over the world. There's been frequent DNA samples, and no one has ever figured out what this creature is. It's not an ape, and it's not human. It's somewhere in between. Now, I mentioned on our last program last night that we were going to explore the possibilities of a missing link somewhere between ape and man. Of course, Darwin and a lot of people who do not believe in a creator design think that we evolved from the human evolution. And recently, there was teeth, eight teeth discovered that are very similar to those of modern humans and date back, now listen to this now, date back 400,000 years. 400,000 years. This is 200,000 years older than our species is supposed to be, since we are supposed to evolve 200,000 years ago from the animal kingdom into what we are presently as human. Now, to explain this just a little deeper, I've got to retrace a little bit of the history of the human evolution. Now, the finding of the teeth in the cave in Israel sparks a major mystery in the story of human evolution. All previous evidence, and there's an awful lot of previous evidence, have suggested that the first atomically modern humans emerged from the Homo sapiens about 200,000 years ago, and then only in Africa. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have ample evidence of footprints, human footprints, along with the Yeti or the Bigfoot. These are giants. These feet range anywhere from 25 to 30 inches long. They're 17 to 18 inches wide. And we know that they're some type of a human footprint. Now, the teeth that apparently belong to these modern humans 400,000 years ago, 200,000 years before they were supposed to, it's the mystery that paleontologists will now have to deal with. Tel Aviv's University, Aviv Goffler, led the team that made the find. He explains just what they discovered in the cave. Now listen. The cave was used for a period of about 250,000 years. the findings gathered suggest, and from about 400,000 years unto about 200,000 years ago, the teeth that we found are scattered through the layers of the cave, some in the deeper part, that is to say from 400,000 years, and through all kinds of other layers that can be up to 200,000 years. The oldest being 400,000 years old. It's accepted at the moment that the earliest humans that we know of in East Africa is 200,000 years old, or a little less. We don't know of anywhere else that anyone claims to have an earlier date for the Homo sapiens. It's a dramatic discovery. And it's always good to be skeptical about something that seems to rewrite everything that we know about a given field. Just look at NASA's recent purported discovery of arsenic-based life. But Gopher points out that they discovered the teeth back in 2006, and it's only after 4 years of testing and analysis, not to mention locating additional samples, that the team has published their findings and the research dated stalagmites and other material in the cave to arrive at the most accurate possible date for the teeth. Although the team was cautious about publishing their data, now that it's out, there isn't any way to hide it, because the study of human evolution, as he explained in an interview with BBC, this must change what we have believed, and it may rewrite history. Now, let me ask you a question. Are there ample evidence that what we call the beast of the field that we've been talking about, is it that that beast of the field would be something that sprung from this creature, and is there a missing gap, if you will, between this beast of the field, we're going back to Africa, to at least 400,000 years, and we're adding 200,000 years, jump backwards, that something lived with these type of teeth. And we know that they're not animal teeth. We know that they are from a human. And with the ample evidence scattered around the world concerning Bigfoot, this is a giant. It's not animal. It's been proven that the DNA doesn't copy back to the DNA of what we would call a chimpanzee, where we share 97% of the DNA, I might add. But there's a difference. This DNA does not. It does not. This conclusion is of great importance because it may be a first hint at changing some of the paradigms that we are used to in human evolution. Now, if the story of human evolution, which is very complex, we still don't know all the details. And we still are trying to understand what this discovery means. We need to understand a little of the story of the Homo genus. So there's a short version of how we get from the earliest hominids to modern humans. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that humans are the only surviving members derived from our more basic ancestors of about 2.4 million years ago with the emergence of the Homo habilis. This species, the most primitive of our Homo ancestors, originated in Africa and is now thought to have left the continent during its roughly 1 million years of existence as a species. We don't know exactly how all the different Homo species fit together. We don't know, for instance, whether Homo habilis is a direct ancestor of humans. But roughly 2 million years ago, two new species emerged, the Homo degaser and the Homo erectus. Again, we don't know a lot of the finer details. In fact, we're not even 100% certain that these are even separate species. While we remain looking in Africa, we have ample evidence that all over the earth in the strata and in the molten lava, we have the petrified footprints of man that goes back several million years. Now, if there is a missing link that we don't know about, how could it have been that we are missing and we haven't found, or no one has ever seen the evidence? In other words, we've never captured one alive. We've seen them. We've photographed them. We know they exist. We know they're extremely psychic. They can pick up on the whereabouts and presence of humans. Is there something of a direct ancestor 2 million years ago or later that is missing in the link between man, who shares 97% of the DNA of a chimpanzee, to this creature, who there is no known sequence that has been detected or unraveled in the DNA of this creature? It's more like a large ape. Although the people that have seen it says it is not an ape. They can tell that it's not a chimpanzee. It's not a gorilla. Although it shares some of the characteristics, but most of the characteristics they report is more in the human form. Although it's a furry animal, extremely fast, big, and powerful. Been reported all over the world. China is now opening up its vast mountain ranges and permitting foreign expedition teams to go in after many, many reports of sightings in China. The Chinese are now permitting the search for the Yeti in their country. Now, with all of the world and all around the world reporting that this Homo erectus, as it spread out across Eurasia, reaching from Spain to China and Indonesia, both species are thought to be a major step towards many of the traits of those that we associate with modern humans. And being the first hominid species to use complex tools to hunt in coordinated groups and to take care of the weak of their groups, these species might even have some basic language abilities, or could even be, as some report, that they seem to know what you're thinking when you are observing them, and they send strong signals of what they're thinking into the psychic of those who have been permitted to see them. Now, all over the world, you wish to just go to Bigfoot and the North American continent. Every state in the Union of North America has reported sightings. California leads, since it's the largest state, it leads the reported sightings. They have sites that will give you the number. I noticed Tennessee here today and doing research. Tennessee has got over 50 sightings back several years reported that they have seen these large creatures. Now, if they came from Africa, as we are told that they did, how did they manage, and in what time frame did they manage? Did they proceed humans into all of the areas as they emerged from Africa 600,000 years ago? And they have become obscure hominids, that they were very advanced in species with brain capacity, very similar to ours, and in some shocking modern customs, including perhaps burial of their dead. They stood an average, if you will, of anywhere from 6 to 9 to 13 feet, depending on the sighting. And some even reported being 14 to 15 feet tall, very muscular, and very powerful members of perhaps our genetics. They now are supplanting, if you will, these evolvements, and we're now having to rewrite history because of the findings with the teeth in the cave in Israel and with the findings of on the plains of Africa, and now with DNA that we're gathering from all around the world, the DNA has never been collectively figured or decoded to where it can become a live species. Since we haven't had a live species, we haven't ever even found a known body of these beasts. And yet they've been saw. Is it just the imagination of man? We have people reporting, just like UFO reporting, these creatures, and it's strange that sometimes in UFO reportings, there is strange animals reported in the area where the UFO was seen. Is this the emergence of, before the Neanderthals, before they emerged, and give rise to another successor species back in Africa, although we still don't know all the exact steps between 200,000 years ago and Homo sapiens when they emerged. We just don't know. Is there a missing link? Is there a creature that is wiser than the beast of the field? Well, we know the Bible again states that there was a reptilian race that was much more cunning and crafty than the beast of the field. We know that this species thought to come from Africa, and we're talking around 200,000 to 600,000 years ago, depending on who you listen to here, and the evolutionary process that man says that we have evolved from the animal kingdom, Darwin and his theories. And yet now, the things that we have learned lately in the modern era, since Darwin, the evolvement or the evolution of certain species, which he particularly rejected the emergence of a species by a intelligent creation. In other words, he didn't believe that man came from a intelligent creation, that we evolved gradually into what we are. Put up a pretty good strong argument and convinced academia of that day that he probably was onto something that we had never considered, because no one had dared to go back this far, because it would defeat the ideal about the Bible, or at least they thought so, that man come on the scene anywhere between 600,000 years in the past up to the point of 200,000 years with some kind of a missing link in between. There is a great mystery. Now, we are told that the recent African origin model, that humans only left Africa around 60,000 years ago. It was an ideal backed up by studies of the DNA and recent anthropological findings that we can save a more detailed explanation of how we got to this theory, particularly by the modern now role of DNA studies for the topic now has gone to DNA with no known DNA to identify this Yeti or Bigfoot to fill in the missing link between man and animal. Now, I don't know whether you know this or not, but the Bible would give you an ideal that Satan, or the seed sower, the tare sower, there could be a missing link posted in the DNA genetics that has not been registered, because the 600,000 to 300,000 years, we have one by one modern humans that date back 60,000 years ago. And yet the Bible says that we are less than the 6,000 years since Adam. Now, could it be that these species that predate Adam, that's my argument, that there is a missing link between the beast of the field and man, and the eighth-day man, Adam, with his history and his purpose here in the earth to be quite different from these other models, like the Neanderthal and those who have teeth like humans. And we know that these are not animal species, although evolution would say that we evolved from the chimpanzee. And yet Christians believe that we have a modern or a intelligent creator. Could it be true that all of the above is true, that there is a creator who made Adam, the eighth-day man, and that the link between the point of Adam, who is recent, 6,000 years or so, and the beast of the field that goes back at least to 600,000 years ago, according to the African time frame, and the species that is missing between the beast of the field and the animals and Adam. Now, it's a very tenuous and frankly rather remote possibility that we are going to discover how all of this fits into the time period of 2.4 million years based on the evidence. We're having more and more people and scientists look into it. Not that scientists would figure it out. Because it takes a spiritual mind to know what is hidden from those, even in science. After all, those that date back 100,000 years, even before the Neanderthals, there was those beings who showed up on the scene long before 100,000 years ago. So how do we look into this missing link that could explain where that even the beast of the field, if he was an evolutionary being, if he evolved from the animal kingdom, and then there was a species between the man of Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, and the Adam that came forth on the eighth day, that's when Adam came forth from the earth, we believe it's a spiritual being, and he came forth with the elements of the genes already produced in his body for a specific purpose. Now, what were those purposes? Time will tell. When we have this missing link that I forget, that we are fixing to move into an area where that we're going to have such, if you will, such a leap in evidence that we're going to, once and for all, we're going to have investigators who will combine their research to specific areas as knowledge is gained from witnesses and diversities, including foreign cultures, folklore, superstition, and plausible creature variables, to where we have in every country of the earth right now what we know as Bigfoot or Sasquatch or the Yeti. He is, we know, more human than ape. The patterns of dermal ridging on its hands and the five-toed barefoot imprint being left for us, it may even bury its dead. None have ever been found. Why? Why has this been taken from us? Or do our investigators already know the answers and are afraid to publish the findings, just like it was leaked out when they found the extracted teeth from deep in the cave in Israel? They wanted to keep it quiet. They didn't want to publish their findings. But once it was leaked from within, then they had to go ahead and they said that this information may change the way that we look at our beginning. We know that there's a $100,000 offer for footprints, just footprints, much more for the pictures, authentic. There has been pictures that have, since, I believe it was 1976 or something around there, that these two prospectors who were starting out, that they took pictures, if you will, of the Bigfoot, and there has been controversy ever since. Now, let's talk a little bit about a gene that separates humans from the apes and all other animals, it seems to have disappeared, taken from humans. It disappeared in humans now. 3 million years ago, just before the researchers said that they first stood upright. Now, that seems to me that some tampering with the DNA, that humans separate from the animal kingdom about 3 million years ago, and they begin to stand upright. And is that too far out for you Christians that believe that evolution is bull? Most people believe in a divine creator, but could they be overlooking that the divine creator who made everything from the very beginning with its origination and its DNA, and that when the experiments, and it seems like somebody has actually experimented with the gene control, it's a production of a phthalic acid. It's a kind of a sugar in the scientific community called NeU5GC. The researchers are now writing an advanced online issue in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science that this mutation occurred after our last common ancestor with bonobos, pygmy chimpanzees, and before the origin of present-day humans. They wrote that the Neanderthal skeletons, the oldest early humans from DNA has been obtained, also lack the sugar in the DNA process. It happens to be the first known genetic difference between humans and chimpanzees. That was the first time that they could figure the difference between the chimpanzee and the human who share 97% of the DNA, and they couldn't figure it out until they mapped the DNA of humans, and they found this known sugar, or the lack of it, in humans that the animals have. And that's the only known gene that separates humans from the apes. Ain't that strange? Well, between that gene of the animal and the gene that separates humans, what about the gap between those, because it goes back millions of years, we're told. Who was that intelligent species that has never been found, that roams outside the domain of man? No one has ever captured one. No one has ever taken one into captivity. And man, as much as he goes around, you'd think that sooner or later, although we're having numerous reports that man and Bigfoot are meeting up more often here lately. What's happening? What's going on? It happens to be the first known genetic difference between humans and chimpanzees. Now, a chimpanzee walks on its knuckles. You ever notice? It uses its knuckles. Man doesn't walk that way. But between the emergence of, if man evolved from an animal, and who's to say he didn't, because a lot of humans act like animals. They really do. They still have the characteristics. A large portion of these do have the characteristics of an animal. Some of them even look like animals. So then, the University of California at San Diego, who led the research, said, we are exploring the consequences of the role of the gene and the difference, and which we fully don't understand. The gene itself is involved in changing the surfaces of all cells in the body. The surface of all cells in the body is covered with sugars. This one is missing only in humans. Isn't that strange? Why do we share so much of the DNA process in the codes? 97%, only 3% different. This is the mutant gene itself that is noted, the first known gene notation, that this is the principal gene that is missing only in humans. Now, could we attach that gene to a missing link between the animals in such a way that these two could bring forth after their own kind? Is there something that man could mate with? You can believe one thing. Man would try. It's been proven in an experimentation. This is from Russia to Germany to America to Great Britain, and some of the major nations have tried to artificially inseminate women of a particular class and culture with the seed of animals, trying to break down the barrier between. There's a missing genetic need in the DNA. We do not know, although it's been reported. If you would like to look at the evidence, I'd be glad to supply you with a lot of evidence that there is definitely, in the past, and probably perhaps in the present, and with the hopes of the future, that they will break the barrier of the DNA code and combine the DNA of an animal with a human, where they can clone or create a type of person that they're looking for. And they are desperately looking for someone that they can control. Until then, they seem like that they are using mind control, because the human mind that operates on a 4.7 cycle, that they can influence the heartbeat and the brain, and that they can, if you will, promote and predict how humans would act if given the chance to mind control. Now, it may help influence how viruses and bacteria infect cells, and with how cancer cells interact. There are some clues that it might have something to do with brain plasticity. Humans and chimps share more than 98% of their DNA, so a few genes must make a big difference. Chimps and humans split from a common ancestral 6 to 7 million years ago. And the collaboration of some of the top experts in various fields, ranging from anthropology to the genetic differences between people and apes, determined that this gene disappeared from humans, listen to this now, somewhere between 2.5 million to 3 million years ago. It happened after the time that our ancestors stood upright, when their hands and so on were like ours, but our brains are still the same size as that of a chimpanzee, Lark said. And that just tells you that the timing is appropriate for the possibility that this may have something to do with brain expansion. The team included anthropologists from several foundations in and around the world, and now it is the study that is foremost that is going on in DNA research so that they can finally prove that the missing link is somewhere still among us, and we haven't had time or chance to recover so that we can look at the mutations in a gene called FOXP2 that seems to be involved in the face and jaw movements necessary to bring forth speech. A relatively small change makes the human version of the gene different from the version found in apes, the researchers have found. So, ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on. The mysteries go on. And the fossil finds is now in foremost that we have found fossil things that bring about some of the debate that's going on to the last common ancestor of chimps and humans dates much farther back in history, and that there is some type of a missing link between animals and the human chain, and that link, according to the search and the searchers, is what we need to prove that there is indeed a link between man and beast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble. I don't have to tell you that. We're in a time when these encounters are getting more frequent, and the DNA evidence, amazing photographs, increased sightings, and new high-tech detection methods suggest that we may be close to discovering the link between man and beast and Adam. Let's keep our minds clear. Let's watch, and let's pray. Now, the great Himalaya mountain range that lies between the border of India, Nepal, and Tibet, which is now part of China, we have the emergence of what we believe is going to produce the first Yeti, either dead or alive, so that we will know once and for all that there is the abominable snowman that has been sighted, and the Yeti sightings all over in China, and for that matter all over the world, the same story. And it seems like in the presence of unusual paranoia that is gripping the world in the last days, that fearful things will emerge, much knowledge will be increased, and we will finally solve the missing link between man and beast and what lays between. I pray for you tonight, and I pray for your understanding. I've enjoyed being with you live tonight on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel around the world. Love you very much, and we appreciate you. We've got a website we'd like to introduce you to. We've got much of some of these articles that we are exploring tonight posting on our website. If you'd like to know more, just contact our website at www.oneyahweh.com. That's www.oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. Go there. And you can find many articles and many documents and, of course, many hours of live messages that we have posted there. Brother Bob, our webmaster, who keeps the site up to date, and we have thousands of hours of messages that you can tune into, some on these same subjects that we get onto every once in a while, not only on Bible subjects, which is very important in the doctrine, that is there, but the DNA evidence that is proving that we're not alone. Not only on this earth, but in the heavens and the planets that surround us, and the Bible speaks of worlds, not world. We know that there is going to be, if you will, a time that we enter into that much of this knowledge will be shared. We'll have the rest of the story, the mystery of heaven and earth and the heavens will be finished when we have the complete story. And you'll see that evolution has played a very important part from the animal kingdom up to the beast of the field and then to Adam to rule over everything. Adam has failed miserably. The world has gone the way of the world. And they that love the world are now controlling the world. And so then we have been pushed back from our stated cause, which is to rule over the things that's been made, and to solve the mysteries, because only Adam holds the key, and yet something has happened to Adam through some type of DNA sequencing, as we have been unplugged from our purpose in life, if you will, put to sleep. Now, who done this? It is very, very strange mystery. By the Yahweh had made us with the astonishing cause that he stated to rule and to reign. And yet, Satan come in, and there's a growing mountain of evidence that we share this planet with undiscovered species that could be the missing link to tell us who Satan is and what their objective is. And when the mystery will be known, and it will come to the time when we will understand the mysteries more fully. Now, you can write me tonight, that's Pastor Buddy, at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip being 37874. Now, let me give that to you one more time slowly so you can write it down. If you are a first-time listener or if you've been meaning to contact us and write us, well, then you can do so. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, and we're located in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. You can call me tonight live. I'm live tonight. We're approaching 12 Eastern Standard Time, 11 on the Central. You can call me at area code 423-351-1082. That's 423-351-1082. That's 01082. So write us or call us at your earliest convenience. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to discuss these subjects also. And we bless you. We also offer you tonight a calendar on the lunar Sabbath. We've been teaching on that on live WWCR. That's 5070, the old station, which is now on a lower frequency, 4.840. You can hear me on Sunday night at 9 o'clock prime time on WWCR 4.840. Now I'm sponsored tonight for Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. In the great state of Michigan, just call Brother Paul. If you would like anything pertaining to STEM tech or anything else in the chemical field, Brother Paul has been a representative of good products for a long time. He sponsors Pastor Buddy here, along with Mark out of the great state of Mississippi and Miss Audrey and Brother Bud. And Brother Edward. And then, of course, Pastor Buddy is supported by tithes and offerings of the faithful. We love you tonight. We praise you for the endeavor. If you'd like this calendar, we're out of them right now. We've had such a tremendous asking for calendars that we now are behind on our calendars. For you that are waiting on calendars, please be patient. We should have a new shipment arriving within the week, if not sooner. I hope every day that when we go to the post office, we'll get our shipment in and we'll catch up. We'll get them to you as soon as we get them. We've already ordered a new shipment so that we'll have plenty on hand. So when we get caught up, you can order this, and if you are on our ordering list and haven't got it, pray for us and be patient with us. We'll get it to you. We love you tonight. Yahweh bless you is my prayer.